human activity is having a significant influence on global temperature increases. I believe that amounts to a scientific consensus, and that it is now time for Congress to take reasonable steps to reduce U.S. emissions of greenhouse gases. In my judgment, the right first step would be the one that Senator Carper described, a market-based system of greenhouse gas permits that would control carbon dioxide produced by electric utility-generating plants in the United States. I'd like to spend just a few minutes talking about that bill and why I care about it. Most of us are affected by where we come from. I come from the mountains of East Tennessee. I grew up in a county that includes a big part of the Great Smoky Mountain National Park. Clean air is the number one priority because 10 million people visit the park each year. They bring a lot of tourism dollars with them. They come to see the purple haze that's been there since the days of the Cherokees, not the smog that's currently there. Current visibility on the haziest days in the Smokies is 15 miles. Natural visibility on the haziest days ought to be 77 miles. Visibility is an issue, and that affects, for us, jobs. We're also concerned about the health impacts of all that smog on those of us who live there. East Tennessee fails to meet minimum federal healthy air standards for fine particles and ozone, both of which cause serious health damage. Knoxville was the 14th most polluted city for ozone, for example. Ozone irritates the lung tissues. It increases your risk of dying prematurely. It increases the swelling of lung tissue. It increases the risk of being hospitalized with worsened lung diseases and triggering asthma attacks. At risk in Knox County alone are 176,000 children, 112,000 seniors, 15,000 children with asthma, 50,000 adults with asthma. So an integrated bill such as the Clean Air Bill that Senator Carper and I proposed would approach all of those pollutants.